So the question could be a question for us. How do we, let's call ourselves novice bodhisattvas, followers of the Buddha, how do we stand? How do we progress? How do we control our thoughts? Let's look at these three terms. So the word stand or abide. It's interesting, the Perfection of Wisdom literature talks a lot about standing. Very interesting metaphor. How does a bodhisattva stand? You know, it's a strong metaphor. You know, standing four square, standing strong. How does a bodhisattva stand? What is a bodhisattva's ground? What's your attitude? What direction are you facing? What's your orientation? Sangharakshita kind of glosses this stand. How do you remain true to your deepest spiritual or human aspiration? How do you remain true to that, you know, within the vicissitudes of life, within changing circumstances? How do you remain true to your deepest values? So how do we stay in touch, if you like, with our inspiration, our aspiration? So that's stand. How do you progress? How do you continuously unfold your spiritual life? How is there steady progression, steady growth, steady unfoldment? The word for progress is pratipad, which could mean walk the path or even just walk about. How do you walk about? How do you go? And how do you control your thoughts? Konza glosses this very well as controlling thoughts means the ability of the bodhisattva to keep distractions away from the calm core of his inward mind. The controlling thoughts means keeping distractions away from the calm core of his inward mind. It's a rather lovely expression. The language of controlling thoughts is not very attractive. Won't be very attractive to some of you. I anticipate some discussion and debate in the discussion groups about this. People don't like this word control. It suggests perhaps being a bit violent with oneself, maybe even repressive of aspects of ourselves. The Sanskrit is parigraha, which means something like seizing hold of, getting hold of. It can be used in the context of getting hold of the reins of a horse, a wild horse, getting hold of the reins. And this is a very traditional image, that the mind is like a great stallion, a great horse, very powerful, very beautiful. But all that energy needs directing, training, it needs mastery. If we look at it, the mind, the heart, it's so lively, actually. It's so sensitive, so responsive, so alive. We don't always realise that, just how fluid it is and how powerful it is and how sensitive it is to influence. It needs careful handling. We need to take hold of the reins of our minds. Our spiritual aspiration needs to take hold of the reins of our minds. So this is Subhuti's question. How do bodhisattvas live? If you want to be a bodhisattva, how do you live? How do you stand? How do you progress? How do you control your thoughts? So it might be worth in the groups kind of exploring these terms of standing, progressing, taking the reins of the mind, controlling your thoughts. What is your basic attitude, your basic aspiration in life? How do you stand? How are you progressing? Are you progressing? And how do you work on your mind? How do you take the reins of your mind? Do you do that? Do you think that's necessary, important? So that might be an interesting area of discussion.